Hi, we are Young Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, yo. Welcome to the show. This is me, Jabe Gradowski, your host as always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM, baby. It is Thursday evening, and due to the sun setting much sooner than I do, that solstice coming up, what, soon? Longest night of your life coming up. Shout out to the people of the north, already living in perpetual darkness, as far as I'm concerned. Godspeed to them. Anyways, we're broadcasting from Burnaby, where we're not in perpetual darkness, but it's kind of dim up here these days. We're in BC. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting at Simon Fraser University up on the hill. You know what it is. And as always, we're going to be taking a look at the fine, fair, fantastic city of Vancouver's events and stuff happening around town and whatever meanderings I have feel like crossing my brain today. And as always, this broadcast is taking place on and flying over the lands of the Musqueam, the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwikwetlem. So keep that in mind as we explore these events. And yeah, just like, don't litter at the very freaking least. My neighbors drive me wild with their recycling or lack thereof. Oh my God. I know like recycling is a scam in this freaking place because like nothing gets actually sorted and dealt with. But like, guys, styrofoam and the recycling, are you mad? Are you mad? Are you daft, as the British would say? Anyways, I'm sure I may have pissed off some Brits, and I don't care. Anyways, let's get into some announcements, and then we'll get back to our usual broadcasting schedule, where hopefully, maybe, no promises, I will try to not piss off the Brits.
For many, a career in music is a dream come true. However, the reality is that many people in the Canadian music industry do not have access to medical benefits and financial aid. This is especially true for our music industry veterans, and it's why the Unison Fund created the Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program. To learn more on how you can support legacy artists and musicians who are coping with unexpected or chronic illness, visit unisonfund.ca.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Timeless.
Mondays at 10 p.m. on 90.1 FM, CJSF, Burnaby.
Alright, what is up, dear listener? If you're just tuning in, you missed all that delightful meowing of mine. This is The Art Show, this is me, Jabe Gradowski. And yeah, this is the show where we talk about events happening in around the spine for fun, disc case, welcome Vancouver. And don't say I talk too fast, because that's what they said when I was 8. A lot has changed. Or has it? Up in this hour, up for debate. Has Jacob aged at all? Many say no. My mustache says yes. I've been off work for the last little while because my head fractured my hand, so it's still kind of lumpy and plump. Can't bear full weight or make a whole fist, which sucks because like there's a lot of people. Oh, yo, Guile's theme. Beep, meow. Guile's theme goes with everything, baby. The Alpha Street Fighter 3 Alpha's version of the song is the superior version. I'm honestly. Anyways, shout out Yoko Shimura. sorry, Shimomura, composer of this one. Yeah, so where was I? Yeah, fractured my hand. Fifth metacarpal, swung it around. Proprioception, still not my forte, never has been. Will I ever make it as a boxer? I don't know, not with this hand, not after a while. Pro tip, do not punch something or whack something with your pinky and index and ring finger side. Not made for bearing impact. Middle finger, index finger, that's where you want to put it. Honestly, if you don't want to blow out your hand like that, use your palm. This is not a fighting advice show, so do not take my advice for any sort of seriousness. This program does not condone violence. Where was I? Yeah. So I've been growing a beard. I recently was like been cooped up, and I got tired of looking at. So, man, shaving today felt great. Shout out to the people cooped up. Otherwise, I hear you. I feel you. I can only look at a computer screen so long. Ugh. Coding's hard. Anyways, let's talk about events happening around this microphone, Vancouver, instead of me, my hand, and personal self-defense techniques. Again, this program is not going to violence. And why does it smell like weed in here? Anyways, John Waters' Christmas show is in town. It was yesterday as well, but it's also today, the 4th. Sorry to our Friday night listeners. It starts at 6:30, so as soon as the show is done, hustle your butt on down to Commercial and Broadway, go to the Rio and see the John Waters man himself. Fun fact, I once tried to imitate that little mustache of his, the pencil mustache. So I spent 2 hours watching Star Trek and plucking my lip to just get that last little bit of hair over it. And then by the time I was done, I was like, man, this still doesn't look full. Why does his pencil mustache look so much better than mine? And I was like, oh, right. Pencil. The little guy draws it on, of course. What a brilliant man I am. What a smart man John Waters is to use a pencil to draw on his pencil mustache. Yeah, but my lip was so smooth for like a week. It was great. Shout out mustaches. Don't start conversations with mustaches. It's weird. I don't know what to tell you. Anyways, John Waters doing the thing. King of cult film culture. One of them, at least, in town, doing the thing. Hard to fully encapsulate the vibe entirely, but it'll probably be quite raunchy. As it is John Waters. The man is not shy away. Anyways, he's in town, doing the thing. It's tonight, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, actually, is showtime for the 6:30 door time at the Rio. Yeah, check it out. I don't know what else is going on, but it's always a cool time. Just down a skip and a hop down the way on Victoria Drive at the Wise Hall, we got Gin Mill Ramblers doing the thing at the Wise Hall Lounge. So if you like yourself some bluegrass, jazz, bluesy stuff like that, this is the spot for you. Wise Hall Lounge, pretty chill, reasonably priced beers. Bring cash, because they don't take card. Just a heads. Excuse me. Ate too many baklava. Anyways, really cool. Michael Curry on the trumpet, vocals, and guitar. Matt Lamb on piano, mandolin, and some and trombone, question mark. Mike W.T. Allen on reeds. And Nathan Barrett on the tuba and trumpet. Shout out to the sousaphone. Gin Mill Ramblers at the Wise Hall Lounge. Tonight, Thursday night. At the Wise Hall. That's all I got for that stuff here. Next up. Over at Green Autos, Animals Wearing Animals is a band from somewhere. I haven't discerned where just yet. I will figure that out later. But they have some cool music and some cool animations, which I was looking at their video animation for the thing. And I was like, I should get back to animating things again. I got time now. But I can't draw good because my hand's still janky. Shout out Janky Bunk Egg. Yeah, had to really think about my signatures. I still have to sign the checks out here. A shout out to the bank tellers having to approve my signatures. Oh, they're from Vancouver. Amazing. Okay, yeah, we'll hear some music from them because they're also playing tonight, Thursday night, at Green Auto, 1822 Pandora Street in the Alley, with the Mighty Krakatoas, Developer and Garden Collective. The Krakatoa, if you're not aware, is a volcano in South Pacific Asia that I believe at the turn of the 20th of the 19th century, or the 20th, I forget, basically exploded so loud that like it sent a wave around the Earth.
But yeah, Indonesia. Oh, yeah, so 1883. It blew up real good. And you could hear it 3,000 kilometers away. So imagine somebody like blew something up like in Thunder Bay. We would hear it. Isn't that nuts? Imagine how brutal that was if you're anywhere near it. I mean, some people would. Anyways, it was a quite the tragedy, quite the disaster, and a real force of nature. But the Mighty Krakatoas, I'm sure, will emulate that same energy, but hopefully with less sonic damage to people visiting for the show. Again, they're playing with Garden Collective, the developer, and Animals Wearing Animals, a Green Auto, tonight at 1822 Pandora Street, Thursday night. Be there at 8 o'clock. You'll be on time for something. Very cool. Over the Cobalt, we have the Dungeon Dwellers featuring High Dive, Shiny Red Button, Tides Will Turn, and Plotting. This sounds like a scheme. Interesting. I don't know if I've seen these bands, but I'm sure they're terrific. So go check them out if you are familiar with them or are in the area looking for something to do Thursday night at the Cobalt. Done over there across the street from the American. Union? No, not Union. I don't know what street it's on. Have you seen the new St. Paul's? That thing's massive. Like, I remember like watching it grow slowly over the last year or two, and it's like, that thing is huge. New St. Paul's Hospital? Mammoth, man. Absolutely mad. Hugest building I've seen in a while. Anyways, I'm sure it'll be really cool once it's done. And then people in the area won't have to go so far to get medical attention. Isn't that cool? Anyways, I digress. Dungeon Dwellers, High Dive, Shiny Red Button, Tides Will Turn, and Plotting over at the Cobalt Thursday night. 7:30? Question mark. Down over at the Heatley, we have Cyrus Jordan doing a show with Runner. Cyrus will be releasing a new tape, or has a new tape that they for an album they released last month to the day, called Prescribed Solitude. Down with the name. Imagine it's like, all right, bud. Excuse me. I didn't have enough time to accurately hit the squelch. So I hope you enjoyed my adorable little sneeze. Anyways. Prescribed solitude. Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta go away from people. I hide out on an island at my mom's cabin that she's been working on for years. Shout out my mom. Coolest lady I know. Anyways. This is a really cool album. I skimmed over a little bit. We're gonna hear a track from that in the next cut. So don't touch that dial. Anyways, they're playing at the Heatley tonight, Thursday night, at Hastings and Heatley, believe it or not, with, again, Runner doing the thing. Over at the Astoria, just a skip and a hop from there, we got the Haptics, Neve Doherty, West Coast Express, the train I think I've ever been on twice, maybe. It's all right, I think. I don't know. And My Sister Maria, not literally, it's a band. My sister is Anna, and she lives in Cardiff. Shout out Anna. Shout out Aniron. Shout out Taryn. Shout out Wales. You sound chill as hell. And a very long, complicated city, but I'm sure you're more known for much more than just a long, consonant-heavy name. Anywho, we have some music to listen to. So let's, without further ado, do that. We're going to kick it off here with something a bit more pumping. This is going to be Beetlejuice by Animals Wearing Animals. That's bad. We'll be right back. That was fat. Next up, the Haptics.
Cowboys and Indians.
Whoa, hey.
It's
hey,
a beloved.
Hey, I'm talking. Now I'm done talking. Here's the vows. Here's vows by the Haptics.
Call me trouble.
Thank you.
Man, yo. That was a pretty mellow set, if you do ask me. Pretty rockin'. Hey, alright. So yeah, that was Cyrus Jordan with Dream Killer off Prescribed Solitude. Catch him, them over at the Heatley at Hastings in Heatley, I don't know, 8 o'clock? That was cool. I dig it. Dig it. Before that, you heard the Haptics. They're playing just down the road from there. Over the Astoria at Campbell in Hastings. Doing the thing with Neve Doherty, the West Coast Express, and My Sister Maria, the band. Very exciting. Yeah, cool stuff. Dug it. And then off the top of that set, you heard Animals Wearing Animals with their song Beetlejuice. Shout out to bass guitars being run through effects pedals. Not done enough, if you ask me. But no one asked me, because I've only played bass on stage 2.5 times. The halftime was for a friend's birthday party where we did the Ramones, which is not rocket science. But we did not have a rhythm guitar, so I had to play double time, which was a lot. It's a lot of bass. It's a lot of bass in your face. Shout out to Bass Face. The stank of the bass face is unrivaled. Shout out to my favorite face bassers, bass facers, face bassers, whatever. You know what I mean. Yeah. Okay. Very cool. That was a slice of your Thursday night, baby. So now let's talk about Friday. So hello, Friday night listeners. I see you are now existing in the present. However, it is around. It is 8:24. Right about meow. We're in time where you are, but it is just about 5:24 in present time for Thursday night. What's up, Thursday night, my in-live-in listeners? But shout out to the future listeners in the future and the past, if you're somehow digging through this in the archives. And Jacob, if you're listening, you're going to be all right, man. That's a note to self, just in case you're wondering. Okay, Friday night, let's talk about it. Honey Bear, the band, are playing with the Revibrators, a very fun surf rock band. I saw them a few years ago at the Heatley. I was like, you know what, I want to get out of the house, but I also, like, you know, want to read a book or something, but I don't want to go to a bar because they're going to be playing lyric, like, music with people singing, but, like, I can't read when there's words being sung. I can, but it's really difficult. But I was like, oh, it's a surf rock band. Perfect. There's no words. Amazing. And they did a great show. They did a fabulous rendition of Sleepwalk. One of my favorites, lap steel guitar songs. Lap steel guitar, pedal steel guitar, rather. The best instrument ever. I will take this to my grave. Best instrument. It's the song of angels. It's the instrument of angels. The horn, whatever. The pedal steel guitar, that's where it's at. That's my jam. They'll probably have that and a whole lot of other things. Very fun band. The Honey Bear, the band, I can't say too much. I've never seen them, but I do believe they're doing, like, kind of like some more funk soul-ish stuff. But don't quote me on it. Yes, blues, souls, and roots. So if that's your jam, go check them out at the Wise Hall Friday night. Doors at 7, shows at 8. So if you are a Friday night listener and you're like, damn, I should go to the show, run, don't walk, to the Wise Hall over at, 1882 Adenac Street. Yeah, check it out. Also, for the Prince of Darkness that is no longer with us, we have Ozzy's Birthday Bash, a fundraiser for the Parkinson Society of British Columbia. On deck, they have a super group, if you will, featuring artists from Worse, Bloodrine, Dagger, Ben Sinister, Space Queen, and Michael Slumber. Doing the thing, 25 tickets plus stuff. For the show, doors are at 7, so come on down and, get aboard the crazy chain. I don't know enough Aussie songs, Aussie references, honestly. Other than, like, I don't know, just, like, don't bite anyone's head off, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Aussie. Anyways, go throw it down. Have a good time on Aussie's behalf, and feel good about it, because you're throwing some money at Parkinson's Society of BC. So you can help those folks out, do the thing that they gotta do to help people with Parkinson's. Also, speaking of legends, we have Mocha Only performing on the 5th of December.
hip-hop legend, three-time Juno Award winner, Mocha Only, and makes a Christmas song every year. O'Connor, if you're listening, let me know if he's dropped one off this year or not, or if he's kept up his pattern. He writes a little hip-hop Christmas song. Of course, known for his time as Swollen Members, but doing his own thing and has been for some time, chilling up in North Van in places unknown. Going to do a show. There is an opener, but I have no idea who to tell you and what it is about, what it's about. So, yeah. Oh, Snack the Ripper coming in next week? Dang. That's wild. Yo, who's this dude who looks like Thorin from freaking The Hobbit? I mean, that's a good look, don't get me wrong. I remember falling asleep to a video about the Arkenstone last night. Shout out to Cool Rocks. Next up, we have A Night of Soul and Ska. Stealing Victoria's own thunder here. We made a good ska joke the other day. Shout out to Victoria for keeping ska alive. No, it's fine. I just prefer first or second wave. Still waiting for that fourth wave. Still waiting. The Van Rays, Semitones, and Pillux. All doing respective things, of course, in the Tiki Lounge over at the Waldorf. Doing the thing. So bring your favorite daddy-o shirt and get ready to pick it up. Yeah. Look, the song that always comes to mind is Superman's Goldfinger or Money Money Bosstone's Never Have I Ever, or Knock on Wood, was it? Superman, I only know that one because it played a lot of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater back in the day. Shout out Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, best soundtracks of all time. And Money Money Bosstone's is Knock on Wood. Why? Because I heard it to a Dragon Ball Z fan film back in the day when I was downloading stuff off Kazaa. I believe it was set to Goku fighting Frieza on Namek. So that was pretty tight. Pretty tight. I have not finished all of Daima. I've fallen off the Daima train.